You seem like the type of person that's tasted their own cum.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He was mad at me that I hadn't tried
it. But you see, not everyone does this. I didn't say that about you.
Thank you. We're in.
Hey.
Well, let's save nothing. Kim Alcova back, round two.
Round two.
Round
How do you
two.
Feel?
I feel great.
Different place, still in the valley. Isn't that life, though?
I feel like I've been here before.
Oh, in what capacity, madam?
I don't know. I feel like an old agent used to have like...
Oh, an old agent.
Yeah.
Did he have a couch?
Yes.
With the TV and a microphone and a recording?
No. I know where you guys are going.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What are you talking about? I was talking about casting couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
For Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus. Mm. Is that a real thing? Do people subscribe to Disney Plus?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
What's your favorite?
But I rarely use it. Like, probably twice a year.
What?
For what? Do you like a Star Wars lady?
I just like having options. I literally have every streaming platform that I can have because I watch so much TV, I run out of options.
Sometimes I look at my desk and I have like a matcha, a coffee, a water, and a lemonade. I'm like, I want options.
Yeah.
I want options.
And that's also like the downfall because it takes me 2 hours to be able to choose what I want to watch. And then I'll even start watching it. I'll be like, no.
I always eat all my food before I find what I want.
Me too.
I think that we're doing it wrong. We got to reverse engineer it. We got to pick what we want, then make our food, then come back. How come nobody does that?
I have a time limit.
What do you mean?
I swear to God, I go and I go, Michael, you have 20 seconds. I swear to God.
You're
and I'm
really
like,
just an insane person.
I just choose. I'm sick of it because, to your point, I will finish my chicken teriyaki. Then I'm watching some bullshit I don't even like. Well, I'm watching Donnie Brasco. I don't want to fucking watch Donnie Brasco. I've seen his 48 times. He's so odd in that film. But you know what I mean? I pick one.
20 seconds?
Well, I feel like especially if you're going into like a TV show, it's a long investment and it could have multiple seasons. Like it's a big decision.
When I go to a new TV thing and it's been out for a while and it has like over 3 seasons, I'm out.
You're out.
Too many things to think. Because I want to finish it. I'm a big, like, if I start a book, I finish it. Well, that's a lie. There's one book I haven't finished. Sex at Dawn. I've been talking about it for 2 years. Haven't finished it.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's so good. Monogamy's stupid. We're bonobos.
I've heard all of this. My ex-boyfriend used to quote that fucking book all the time.
Once boyfriends start reading, it's a wrap.
Yeah. Weren't or were?
Huh?
You were in an open relationship?
Were.
How does that work and tell every woman in the world?
I don't think it works.
Oh, no. Delete it. Delete it.
Don't worry, because it works too good.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, I think, okay.
But it's like Netflix, Hulu. You got to have your options. I'm not comparing women to streaming platforms.
Yes, you are.
But if they were, they would be.
I want to fuck HBO Max.
This is not good.
So, open relationship. Did he? So he obviously pitched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the time, I had gotten out of a relationship, and I don't know. Maybe I was greedy because I was with another adult star, so I was like having sex with people all the time on camera.
Yeah.
I wanted to have sex with
sharp.
Them off camera.
You're just practicing. You're just shooting hoops.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It was like a performative thing where I really wanted to connect. I'd like kind of leave and have crushes, and I'd be like, "Damn it, why am I married?" Going into the second relationship, I was all for the idea. And I do think that it can work for people like for a time and at that time in their lives. Mm. But ultimately, what I've noticed is people in open relationships, like they try it out and usually they either close it back up after a little while or they separate.
Well, I think a lot of it is like the dude's not getting any action. And he's like, what the fuck? You're out here in these streets. I'm at home. And maybe he's jealous?
I think usually it's like really hypersexual people that choose to be in open relationships, right? Like, so they are just all having sex.
I think it should be open relationships to save our current relationship. Uh-oh.
Or open relationships with other open relationships.
No, before.
Wait, what?
But like,
go,
it's
go.
Like
I know,
a potluck.
I know where you're at.
You bring penis, I bring penis. And you know, you're all meeting up for
some. If you fuck.
With another couple.
Yeah, if you fuck your boyfriend in the same room as somebody else, it still feels a bit open and exciting, but you're still not sort of cheating.
Yeah.
Because you can have like the visual of the other couple.
Dave and Busters.
Well, you're never cheating if you're fully transparent and they're on board.
I love it.
That sounds like a quote from that book.
No, that's just how I think.
I think you
can definitely cheat in an open relationship.
Oh,
it's things that you
100%.
Do behind their back.
Yeah, you go to 24-hour fitness and you like fuck someone in the steam room and you don't
like
tell her.
Or like you violate a boundary that you guys had together, like maybe like you don't talk about this specific subject or you don't perform this sex act and you do
can't
that
put
anyway
a
and you don't
your ass
tell
or something
them.
Like that.
Yes,
Yeah.
The first guy that said but rules are meant to be broken, it's kind of a banger right there.
It is a banger.
But rules are meant to be broken.
It's just human nature.
Yes, bonobos, dude.
Yeah.
So we're all supposed to get married for like 3 years and then move on? Yes. How does this work? Like a
No, I don't think so.
Lifetime?
Can I pitch this thing that I've already pitched on the show before, but I want to get your take on this?
Yeah.
My pitch, and this is, I guess, technically open relationship. You can cheat on your partner once a quarter. But everything's open, transparent, open.
Cheating.
But I will say it's not like rollover minutes. You can't like have like three at the end of the year. And what I'm saying is I don't think that a lot of people would take the option, but the option makes the relationship more exciting because if you go out with your girls, you go to Vegas, you still have the option, so it makes it still fun, but you don't have to take the option. I think that
it's a trap.
What
The 100%. Yeah, you don't have to take the option, babe, but, you know, your waitress is staring you down.
Yeah, what do you classify as cheating?
I
literally classify
even
cheating.
The thought of it is cheating.
Exactly. Exactly.
Other
what,
women? Why?
Well, you're kidding. You're kidding. You're definitely kidding.
Let's do it. I think this is a great question.
Well, what
we classify as cheating? I classify cheating as if it were in a closed relationship and you make a physical or an emotional connection with somebody. Okay. And emotional cheating is
somebody's
real.
Been
what is emotional cheating? Like you're sitting there telling
like
this person,
Instagram
I love
story.
You, and you're like wanting
well,
to be
crazy.
With them instead.
Well,
I don't
insane.
Know.
Yeah. That's insane. Then you
I don't
get
know what emotional cheating is.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, if you're, like, responding to, like, a very famous woman, you're like, I love you so much, it's, like, not real. But if you're, like, responding to, like, a coworker, like, I love you so much, it's,
correct.
Like, very much cheating, which
yeah,
is so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that is cheating.
That's my Taylor Swift. What?
Deborah HR. I think if you make a strong emotional connection with someone, like, at work or whatever, and you, like, go and you can, like, oh, this is, you bring up this a lot, where it's like, oh, this is my work husband, blah, blah, blah. It's like, there's something.
Like, you're flirty, there's something between the two of you, you're like,
you're too curious.
Like, if you and your partner separated, that's the first person you're jumping on.
A lily pad is what I'm talking about. If you set up.
That's why work from home is good. Nobody cheated.
Social media.
Work from home helped your business out like a motherfucker.
Do you think? I remember the beginning of the pandemic, I went to Sammy's Cameras in Fairfax, and there was a girl with a gray hoodie over her head, and she goes, do you guys have any more ring lights and GoPros? And the guy was like, we're all out of everything.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I think she was going home to film parts of her body.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Canals. Backflips.
She could have been doing TikToks, too.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think
she was smoking menthols inside. She's got GoPros.
Okay. Her boobs said different.
She definitely could have been. But like the hood, well, that is true. Being, what's more, you know, she put the hood on. She's like, I don't want to be known as a TikToker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a question. So the what's it called? With the work wife, work husband, where you get turned on by somebody. Does that happen in the adult entertainment where you like work with somebody enough that in the beginning you didn't maybe think they're the most attractive, but like over time you're like, oh, interesting. A little turned on by Rodney.
Rodney's such a cool name.
He's got that rod.
I think so, yes, but mainly it's when I would see pictures of them online, I'd kind of be like, I don't know.
Then personality
like, I'm not really
it.
Looking forward to this. And then I'd get there, and I like they'd be like, have that little twinkle in their eyes, and they're flirting with you, and then like the chemistry and everything starts to play a part, and then you're like, yeah, I get it. We'll do this again.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
a little work husband.
If you were like left the scene, well, are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Okay. So there was a part, so the last relationship you talked about and the current one, was there like a break in the relationship? Were you single for a little bit?
No, I haven't been really single for 10 years. Like I just
serial monogamous?
Yeah, I just.
Serial monogamous?
Yeah, I keep just like, well, I do what like shoot with other women, but I just keep jumping from relationship to relationship. And I only have like a month in between. It's like the one person I start having sex with the second I'm single, I end up in another long-term relationship. And I'm never looking for it. I'm just kind of like, I do need to have sex.
Yeah. Finding love.
Yeah.
I thought it was 10 years with one guy off and on, but it's like you're dating, you get out of something, you get into something, just kind of always.
That's how I am.
So you're not looking for it, so why do you think that is?
I think I'm a hopeless romantic, I think I prefer to be in relationships too.
Ladies.
I prefer to have...
Sorry.
I like to have like a best friend. Because I'm also very like introverted, and I keep to myself, so I don't have a lot of friends at all. Like I'm a very lonely person otherwise.
Animals?
Yeah.
Dogs?
Yeah, of course. I have my little dogs.
Yeah.
Of course.
What type of dogs do you have?
I have a Lhasa Apso, and then
what the who?
You know the dog. Have you ever seen pictures?
Did you call me?
Have you ever seen pictures of the dogs with the really long hair that goes down to their feet?
That's what they're called.
Yeah, it looks like
the Goonies.
It looks like an Apso. Ottoman. That's an Ottoman.
Oh, that's it.
Bro, that's
not a dog.
That's a Roomba.
They're little mops.
Wait, you can literally hide another dog underneath all that hair.
You do, babies.
Do you like do?
They're
do
actually
you,
psychotic.
Do you do cornrows on her? Yeah. Anything cool?
No, I don't even brush her.
You don't brush her?
That's too much work. Like somebody... I just get her hair cut. I give her the teddy bear cut.
How does she see?
Like you're all in AC/DC.
She has the teddy bear cut. So like once a month, she like they clean up around her eyes and stuff.
You gel it?
Oh, dude, I went to I have a cat and he cat guy, but I went to get his nails trimmed at a place, and there was a guy with a really high end dog, and they misgendered the dog, and it was a scene.
Oh,
he
no.
goes, is he not? He goes, he, well, she is ready, and her name is Storm. And I was like, and you're a loser.
100%. I mean, dude.
Storm?
First,
Capitol?
January 6th. He was there. He wasn't there. He was there.
No, I'm sweating. But I'm sick of it. Just like, come on, man. This guy's getting paid minimum wage to clip dogs all day. And you're over here be like, well, actually, it's a dog. It's a literal dog.
Do people get sad when they misgender my dog? And I don't care at all. And I'm like, they go, he's. And I go,
correct.
It sounds like they get insulted.
I don't correct. And they ask me what her name is. I go, Greta. And they go, oh my God, it's a girl. And they get, I'm like, I don't care at all. Yeah, but they get sad that they did it. I'm like, first of all, my dog looks like a dude. It has a chain collar. You know what I mean? It's like, she looks like a dude.
Yeah, rolls around cigarettes.
That's what I'm saying.
I have another dog, and I have a friend who's known this dog for 2 years, and her name is Elfie, and she's the most beautiful little, like, feminine thing you've ever seen. And I'm on the phone with him one day, and he's like, and I said, she. He's like, Alfie's a girl? Yeah. I guess he thought the name was like Alfie. Elfie for Elphaba.
Oh.
It's like,
I thought it was Elfbar, like the vapes.
I thought it was Elsa, Frozen.
I'm going to be in Oklahoma. No, but is your friend a guy?
Yeah.
Guys can never, my dad, for
they
the life of him.
They
can. But like my dad, like growing up, their whole family had dogs and cats. He would always be like, what's her name? And I'm like, "What? You pick the dog. It's a guy. You pick.
Dick is on the ground.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Look for it. Dude, my dad can't, he can't assess age to anyone. Like, we'll be, like, at Starbucks, and you're like, oh, she's so cute. I'm like, bruh.
Don't say that.
She is 16 at the most. Like, he has no idea. And then he'll look.
Why are you outing your dad like that, dude?
Well, dude, he's not doing anything illegal. He's
just, close enough.
No.
He's not.
It's knocking on the door, but he didn't open it. It's locked. Well, they?
I don't know what it is.
In Boca Raton?
It's ignorance. He can't
help of course. It's also just Florida.
Yeah, both.
Like, your dad, that's an iguana. All right. Yeah. Upbeat. I don't know what it is, but
my dad's been with the same woman for 10 years. He's probably fuck a crocodile, no problem.
Nice.
There you go. What's happening with the hairless cats? Can we assess this? What happened with the where's the fur?
It's like a face tat of an animal. It's like
what happened? Why does it need no fur?
I don't know.
Is it in the desert?
Aren't they kind of high maintenance? Because don't you have to like put lotion and stuff on their
really?
Skin?
Like
doesn't
a tattoo?
It get dry? Like extra
of
dry?
Of course, because there's no fur. What is it? It looks like a cowboy boot with
it's
organs
inside.
It's
like a naked mole rat.
I'm sick of it, I don't think they should exist.
I think they're so cute.
You think they're cute?
Yeah. But they're ugly cute.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it's like you're so ugly that I just want to take care of you.
Like a bulldog.
It's like pathetic.
Yeah, what's
like
a bulldog? It's a dog that's like always hideous. Frowning, but it has like big little beady eyes. My friend has one.
A Boston Terrier?
Frenchie?
They look like they're always like frowning.
Oh, yeah, no, Frenchie. I think
like
you're right.
Frenchies are hideous.
But that's
English
ugly.
Bulldog.
But they're so cute.
Yeah.
I love Frenchies.
Tonka trucks just slobbering everywhere.
They live like, that, right?
No, it's not that. Type of
really?
Like,
bulldog.
Type in like frowning dog.
That dog lives like 6 years.
Yeah, but it's also, isn't it like 40K?
They have a lot of health problems.
Oh, yes. That one. I don't know.
Wait, I think
a pug?
No.
Japanese
my friend has one. It's like, it like.
Oh no!
But it's always like frowning. Frowning dog breed. Yeah, those guys. Yeah, that one. What is that? That dumb son
that's
of a bitch.
That was Men in Black.
What is the name?
It's a Griffin dog.
Gryffindor?
Brussels Griffin.
Isn't that what Ewoks are based off of?
Is it?
I'm pretty confident.
That's
if
what
you look
what
up
based
what
off of?
Like if yes. I'm sure. Yes, yeah, yeah. Look at one up close. It looks exactly like an Ewok.
Ewoks. Damn, they were in movies.
Ewoks would
shit.
Be fire. Look at that.
Goddamn.
Kansas City just added Trevor Wallace. 4 shows. October 13th and 14th. Friday, Saturday, Kansas City. Australia, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, Perth. On sale now at the end of October. October 25th through October 30th. Go pull up. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Australia, live.
Michael Blaustein, stand-up comedy. Where am I going to be? Nashville, Tennessee. We just added a 6th show, October 5th to the 7th. Go grab tickets. October 20th, I'll be in Philadelphia. There's a few tickets left. And then October 21st, I will be in the Wilbur Theater, Boston, Massachusetts. We added a show. There's a few tickets left for the late show, so go get tickets before you cannot. Go to blaucomedy.com. That is blaucomedy.com. More dates on the website.
Goddamn.
So what's going on? What's going on in life of Mia Malkova? The return, episode 2.
I'm looking to get out of California.
Really?
Oh. I want to move by
saving
January.
On taxes?
Yeah.
There you go, lady.
Do you want to guess where I'm going?
Texas. Florida.
One more guess.
Connecticut.
Oh, shit. No, hold on. That wasn't
Hawaii.
My guess.
Hawaii.
No. Puerto Rico.
Yeah!
Really?
I'm trying.
Oh, really?
I want to.
Why? I mean, obviously for taxes, but...
Also, it's just a beautiful tropical island.
Is that where Logan Paul lives?
I think so.
Is he the mayor out there?
Yes.
Okay.
He should be.
Everybody's moving!
From
should
here.
We?
Dude, I tried to get us to move to Austin. Thank God you said no.
Why are you guys here, though?
Great question! Taxes, too much!
I grew up
in
California.
It's over half, like, 50%, right?
It's not great.
Maybe yeah.
No. It's not great.
He's the reason we're here.
Me?
Because you grew up in California. I totally agree. If we started this podcast in like D.C.
Oh, yeah, let's take it to Maryland.
No, I don't want to.
Great guess. Oh, Dungeness Crab again.
Again?
Let me guess. Under the sea. Shut up. Yeah, we met in Los Angeles. Fell in love. Open relationship.
We do have an open relationship. I can't believe I let you smash other people. I'm fucking pissed.
That's crazy because you never let me smash. So
you could. Just ask.
All right. But grew up in California my whole life, so I just like pretty much loved it here.
What part of California?
Southern California, like an hour away. A town called Camarillo.
Oh,
we have an outlet mall and donuts. And I've told the story before. You used to be able to show your tits and get free donuts.
I used to go to the Camarillo outlet mall all the time.
Really?
Yeah, because I grew up in Hemet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's Hemet?
It's in the Inland Empire.
What
is it about the Inland Empire that makes you want to do drugs?
It's boring.
And really? There's a lot of drugs.
You guys are talking about outlet malls. So, boring.
I used to get dressed up to go to Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all,
I would spend hours doing my makeup to go walk around Walmart.
That was my childhood.
Really? Yeah.
Walmart's the best place.
No.
It's so fun. I used to get high as shit in college and just roam Walmart. It was so fun. I would knock
Where
over
did
basketballs.
You grow up?
Maryland.
Yeah. Oh. Maryland. Yeah, when I was in Maryland, we didn't do anything but just do fucking, we go to malls. Go to malls, eat crabs, get crabs.
Nice.
Women, whores. I don't know why.
In Maryland or just
dude,
blanket
Maryland.
Statement?
No, just dude in Maryland. I don't know what happened. In the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, women
that's what it stands
out
for?
Here. Yeah. Not the actual DMV. The actual
no,
DMV
know,
where you
but,
got your
but,
license.
But I know, but I never questioned it.
Yeah, DMV.
Damn.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And I don't know what it was. Maybe the people that I ran with, loose gooses. But I mean, loose, dude. Crazy. You've heard stories. I don't know what it is. People loose around where you lived?
Have it?
I don't.
People open for business? Labias thrown around?
Oh, you know.
No one threw a labia around? So you went to Walmart, didn't throw one labia around. This is bullshit.
I wasn't in the cool crowd.
That's TJ Maxx activities right there.
100%. That's Ross.
Yeah.
Have you ever fucked in a dressing room?
No.
Huh?
Why are you surprised?
I haven't either.
It gets so quiet in there, and you're like, "Do you need any more sizes?" You're like, "I need a bigger dick."
Yeah, not anywhere where you can actually get caught. Like that's
really?
Just terrifying.
Like, I hate it. He loves it. I fucking hate
I got
it. I get
topped off in the burger.
No, I'm scared. I'm like, that would be so awkward.
It would. So you don't like public?
No.
Where's your favorite place? Just like in a bedroom?
The bed or the couch? Like,
yeah,
very
dude, I'm a big couch guy. All of a sudden. I don't know what happened. I wasn't a couch guy. Last two women were like
well, don't
on
you,
the couch.
Don't you like cuddle and watch TV?
Cuddle and watch TV?
Like,
I'm not a fucking loser.
Like...
I'm trying to beat.
what the fuck do you do on the couch?
The spontaneousness, you start on the couch. Couch is like an appetizer.
Yes.
You're like, let's go to the main course.
Yeah.
What's
exactly.
the dessert?
Exactly.
S.
Wait, what? That is true. The couch. That's so funny. Couch. Whoever invented couch, like, this is great for sitting. And people are like, sitting?
You mean fucking doggy style? That's the only time I like doggy style.
On the couch?
Not on the couch. When she's leaned over, like on the arm of the couch, and she's leaned over, and I'm standing up, and I have to put phone books underneath me because I'm 5'9".
You know the little stairs you have for your dog to get on there?
Yep, I've done it. That? I can't because I'm too heavy. Yep. 151. What's good?
Is that how much you weigh?
Yeah.
I think we weigh the same.
What?
I think I weigh more than you.
No, you don't.
I swear.
There's no way.
I think I'm 170.
I will. You're 131. Most.
I think I have a lot of muscle. Definitely
you are,
not.
No, you're fucking jacked.
I'm really not, but I do. I'm strong enough. I think that a lot.
You
of
You just told
muscle.
Me you lift up. Oh, you were talking off mic. You told me that you are like a water connoisseur.
Whoa.
Kind of. I just
Avatar.
Yeah.
What type of water? Aquafina? Avatar? Last water? Airbender?
Oh, that's last.
What do you mean water connoisseur?
I love water. It's my favorite beverage. It's like my favorite thing to do. I literally have like 64 ounces, yep. A 64 ounce water bottle. Yeah, I call it hydrating.
What about like,
hold on, I drink water all day.
hold on, you need some hobbies. Do you like golf? Tennis?
I like to stay home. I'm a hermit. I'm the definition of a hermit.
When you shoot, you just tell people to come through?
No, I'll leave if I have to.
Oh.
Okay. Like, I don't want them in my space.
True. Yeah, I hear that.
Is it one of those water bottles that like has hours on the side of it? Like 7
no.
a.m.?
No, because I like fill that up 4 times. Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Do you pee a lot?
Yeah.
Do you pee on people?
No.
All right.
But I have.
We trying to make this somebody about sex somehow.
Sorry, have you peed your mind on out somebody? Of the gutter.
No, but I'm an open book. I would. If a girl, so here's the
if
thing.
She wanted it.
Yes. Yeah. That's super hot to me. If a girl has like a kink and she really gets off to it, if she's like, hit me with a Harry Potter book, like I would do, like if that's the thing that she loved.
Do you have Harry Potter books on deck?
I don't, but I would buy them if she was into them.
Amazon Prime.
Oh shit. Yeah, yeah.
But we interviewed Alexis Fox.
Alexis Fox.
I said it right?
Yeah.
And she said if she's doing a scene where she needs to fucking hit the splash zone, she drinks a lot of water.
Yeah.
So is that
No, I've said this. I've been peed on so many times. It's because
say
like
that
the
again.
I have been peed on so many times.
Here we go.
it's not my favorite thing.
It just takes too long.
Well, no, it's because when I do a scene with a girl and it's like performative to like squirt, a lot of the time they're just drinking a ton of water and they start pissing.
Yeah.
And then to like get into it, one, I'm getting pissed on, and then I'm like getting down there with my tongue and like acting like it's squirt. So I'm just drinking pee at the same time.
Always pee.
Which is not even bad. Like it's not something that I'm like, oh, this is terrible. It's fine. Usually they're very hydrated. Yeah. It's more on the clear side.
Hydrated queen.
It's nothing I like.
If you're such a water connoisseur, do you know which water they drink? And you're like, ooh, Perrier.
No, okay. I try to like just get it out of my mind.
Well, I was thinking.
I don't. I'm nasty though. I don't even always shower afterwards. Like I don't like it, but at the same time, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You just like go to bed like this.
You go to sleep with that?
Yeah.
With urine all over you. Madam, hold on.
It's the thought that counts.
I just don't care.
Hold on, but you're soaked in pee, and then you go home and you brush your teeth, you do your face wash and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
take the dogs out to pee.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to take a shower. Maybe that's too much effort.
I feel you.
I just had a long day.
Yes,
but can we flag that you have urine on you? Can we just say that?
Yeah, but don't you finish on your chest and then just roll right to sleep?
Well,
I wipe it off
a little bit.
So you have like remnants of cum on you. It's the same thing.
Dude, I got coffee today with a cum stain directly on my tit.
What?
Like on the shirt. It was like right here.
Why did it? Oh, I understand. I understand how that happened.
How?
Yeah, thank you.
It, like facing upwards.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, here's the thing, sometimes I start jerking off with my shirt on like an idiot, and then I'm too lazy, I'm rocked.
Winnie the Pooh out rocked here, what are you doing?
Funny. But so when I come, when I feel like I'm about to come, I just lift my shirt up like a bib, and then so I shot it.
You know how like people used to do the Britney where they would like tuck their shirt in right here and do that?
Yeah. I swear I just do this, and then I didn't think I did. It was dark, but I think, obviously I did.
You seem like the type of person that's tasted their own cum.
Oh yeah, 100%.
He was mad at me that I hadn't tried it.
But you see, not everyone upset. Does this. I didn't say that about you.
Thank you.
Upset.
That's a compliment.
It doesn't. I've been complimented, and I don't taste my own shit. It tastes nothing.
You know what's funny? Something I used to do. Yes.
Okay.
But it's kind of gross. I used to like finger myself and then I'd put it on my lips because I just liked the way it tasted.
Like chapstick?
Or, like chapstick.
But that says a lot about you. You have a good pH balance. You know?
I'm just like, that's nice.
What, like, what, how old were you? Say above 18. How
no,
old
no,
were you?
No, no, no. 25.
There you go. Thank you.
I was doing it for years.
Then you'd kiss like a man or just for you?
Yeah, sure. Like, but yeah, I don't so exactly announce to them mind. That's what I did.
Right.
Like, would you like
Burt's
come?
Bees?
Would you come and then do
no,
it? Or you
no,
just, like,
I was just like feel the wetness and then pull it out and like use it where I wanted it.
What would you use it for? Like instead of like Pam on like you just use it for eggs?
Yeah. That's just anywhere. No, chapstick was the main thing.
So this is an article that talks about how cum, actual semen, is a type of chapstick. It has enzymatic and proteolytic properties of that'll repair chapped lips.
Cum
really?
Does? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a guy who's like trying to like get it on with his wife.
I was like, baby, cocoa come here. Butter, you know? Like, yeah. That tastes a lot better.
Just get some Carmex and you're all right.
Goddamn. Buddy, you know what I'm sick of? Running out of freaking Stiff Socks episodes. You know what we can do for you? Why don't you sign up for the freaking Patreon or the Stiff Socks Plus, dude? 4 extra episodes drops every Friday, ad-free for only $5. That is less than a cup of freaking coffee. Go grab it, okay? And you have access to the Discord. And if you're an Apple consumer, there's Stiff Socks Plus, audio version only, but the same amazing bonus content, all right?
The bonus episodes have been crazy the last couple weeks, too. You guys are on fire.
Buddy, I'm in fuego, as they say in Japan. In fuego. Because here's the thing, man. On Patreon, you know, our parents don't listen. So we get a little wild. And you get a free week. So go sign up, listen to some stuff. And if you like it, continue. If you don't, psych, you will. Doesn't matter. All right, guys. So patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And if you're an Apple consumer, it is just on the freaking phone. So click a button, boom, bang, bang. It's on your feed.
Spotify too now.
Buddy, forgot Spotify too.
Yep. Cool.
So go do it. We love you. Support the podcast.
Goddamn. I don't think it peed on that bad. I think
it's
the first
not that bad.
I think the first 15 seconds is kind of nice.
If it's in your mouth and they're not hydrated,
hold
it's
on.
Bad.
Did we just discover that you got
no, peed but
on?
I'm saying like
oh, you're
the
just
beginning,
saying.
You don't
did
like
you
a warm
can,
shower?
Hold on, stop. Did you have you been peed on?
No.
But sir?
I've peed on myself.
There you go. I have too. It actually does feel good.
In college.
It feels really nice.
It does. What
yeah.
is that? Dude, sometimes I think like I got stung by a jelly.
The beginning is warm.
Have either of you peed in a swimming pool since you've been an adult?
Oh, yeah.
I peed
literally
all the
2 weeks
time,
ago.
Right?
Yeah. I don't, not even when I'm in it. I just walk out.
Our public
swimming
pool is so gross.
I'm pissed
I
can't shit in
I'm guilty of it, too.
I see people in Las Vegas at like the pool parties, and I'm like, why are you in this? This is scabies in the water.
Well, once again, we don't think pee is that bad. Isn't it antiseptic?
Antisemitic? The pee?
Septic.
Hold on, pee doesn't like juice? Did you say pee doesn't like
maybe
juice?
Maybe he did.
Wait,
he said that.
I said I'm Jewish. I can say it. Pee on me. But, wait, septic? There's no filtration?
It prevents the growth of disease-causing microorganisms.
What does pee?
That's what antiseptic means.
Right, but
Jesus.
but is pee? Does pee hate Jews or does it not hate Jews?
Pee is not a sterile substance.
Wait,
well,
but
I didn't
think it was
sterile.
What does that mean, Doctor fucking?
But when you look at the pool,
you're going too fast.
Maybe I'm talking shit. I don't know.
But when you look at the pool, it looks like cloudy. It looks like the water's vaping in there. It doesn't escape. Like it's not good looking water.
But,
like,
no, but chlorine kills it all. Chlorine in the pool.
No, it
that's
is.
Why,
that's why there's so
that's
much
why
chlorine. They
yeah.
need
really?
That as well. Like a certain amount of chlorine. So you. Wasn't there someone recently, like a kid that had gotten a brain eating?
I hate this.
Amoeba.
Yeah.
From a public swimming pool? I read this like a month
probably.
Ago.
That stuff.
And it's because the public swimming pool didn't have like the correct chlorine.
pH balance?
Yeah,
level.
Chlorine level.
God damn, is that true?
Oof, I hope not, dude. That is crazy.
I think it's true.
Yeah, maybe Arlington, Texas, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oof.
But at least you don't have to do chores anymore. Take the trash out. I have a brain-eating amoeba, Dad.
Well, I think he died.
Oh!
Doesn't have to do chores anymore.
There we go.
Yeah,
he can do his chores in heaven.
Huh? Would you? I don't know. I just feel like getting peed on would be kind of lit. It's kind of warm.
Listen, I'm.
It's like a fondue.
I think this is you
it's
really
like
coming out
a
that
fondue.
Say it
he's
again.
Convinced.
Cheese fondue is warm. Pee can be warm. I just think the first 15 seconds isn't bad. Then you get cold.
You really want to get peed on?
Sure.
There you go. I just wanted you to say it.
But if a girl likes you enough to pee on you, there's something going on. That's not first date activities.
Doesn't everyone get peed on in the shower if you take a shower together? You're peeing on each other.
That's like my favorite like bit when I had a girlfriend, like pee on each other, like jokingly. Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Goofy.
Oh, love. Fuck.
Soundboard.
Yeah, dude. When she takes. First of all, stop hogging all the water, you fuck. But anyways, when she's in the front of the water and she's doing it, and then you just pee on like you. That's and then she goes, "What are you doing?" And you're like peeing on you. She's like, "I love you, fucker." Ah, it's so fun. Love, dude. Open relationships. Oh, you didn't answer me. Do you think that idea can work once a quarter? If you were someone for like, I'm not saying off jump. I'm not saying like month one into the relationship. I'm saying like maybe you're like married. You're 6 years in. Things are getting a little stale.
Personally, I don't, because I think that in order to have like a real relationship and it requires respect and trust for something to last.
Okay.
And I think even if somebody keeps that from the other person, they're going to behave in ways because they have a guilty conscience.
Yeah, that buildup is just going to fuck with the head.
No, but that's... The other piece of this is if you execute the once a quarter, you have to like come home and tell them. Like that's like a part of the openness and transparency of the thing. You don't go on the counter like mark it off, but like hey.
Are they gonna sit around and say like, but come on.
But for me, funnier, like if ever you had like, let's say you had 12 chains like hanging up from like the fireplace and like each one was for a month. And then you come out and then one of her chains is gone. You're like, you fucking got some last night?
It is.
Person now get to go and have a free
pass?
Yeah,
it's equal.
Everyone does.
Oh, but then in that situation, I feel like it can be like I'm doing this out of spite instead of trying to get even. Yeah.
You're just trying to get even. You
it is similar with open relationships too, whereas if one person has plans, the other person needs to find plans even if they don't necessarily want them, or else they're stuck at home like what is my partner out there doing?
But maybe I'm a cuck, but the thought of my girl coming back hair disheveled, fucking mascara running, and I go, sit down, here's some chamomile, what happened?
Little cuckish, right?
Yeah. I don't want to see it, but the thought of like her come up, it's hot to me.
I'll be honest, that was why I didn't enjoy like my last relationship, which was like open. I only explored it twice, and we were together for almost 4 years. And that was because the entire time he'd be texting me and messaging me and calling me and being like, what's happening? Tell me, blah, blah, blah. Like all this perverted stuff. And I'm like, leave me the fuck alone. Like this isn't about
you.
I'm
trying to get railed down right now.
I'm invested in this person. I don't want to think of you. I think of you all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And he just couldn't get past it. He couldn't leave me alone.
He sent me a voice memo.
Exactly. It just ruined it. And then even afterwards, I'm like, God, like I'm not sharing this with you.
Oh, but see, that's the hottest part. I don't want to do the texting thing. And he was doing the opposite. That's too much.
You want to do it after.
The sharing part of it, when she like, Cuck club. Title.
Is it like Hot Wife-ish? Do you ever watch like I've done scenes like that. Hot Wife.
Can everyone in porn shut up? I don't like the narrative. I've already said it, and I know that was a very aggressive thing to say, but I'm saying this because last night it was like, and I'm like, I have to fast forward to 8 minutes. What's happening? I don't care. This is your stepdaughter. None of this matters.
But some people do.
I know.
I don't understand either. No.
Thank God.
No, I hate it. Like I'm like straight to penetration.
Her. Yes.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
You're like, can we take that line back again? You're like, I'm trying to take a dick. What are we doing? That is interesting. Are the directors like very like acting based, where they're like, you missed that line or you missed that word?
Not usually. I'd say on average they don't give a shit. They're just like, just let's get this done, because that was like a running joke on set too. Nobody cares about the intros. But if you're doing a feature film where they are like a big part of it is focused on story.
Where you gotta fill an hour ish.
Yeah, it's an actual movie. Then they care about the acting and they're having you redo it. But it's never.
I watched some trailer to a porn movie that's like a Game of Thrones take.
What was it called? Game of Bones?
I wish. I freaking wish. That was very quick. I really appreciate that.
I think that's a real thing.
I think it is, but it was so funny.
You know,
because
what to do.
They were like acting. Take her fur off. What's happening? Like, oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, everyone
but,
be quiet.
But imagine if you open it and she just didn't have anything on. You'd be like, there's no buildup. You got to build it up. You got to edge yourself with the, oh, it's the bras coming off, the hooves. I don't know what they wear in Game of Thrones. The helmet.
Yeah, the dragon.
Neither one of you watch hentai, do you? Because I feel like they don't shut up.
Uh-uh. Oh, really? No.
Uh-uh.
I watched one recently, and I was getting mad because there was so much talking, but then I realized it said porn interview, and I was like, well, I'm wrong here.
To be honest.
Yeah, then you're like, this is plug talk.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
You have?
You interview?
But not with Adam. Just with Lena. We went at each other with a strap on.
That's amazing. Where was Adam? Was he like, I'm out of office today, but you girls have fun.
He did actually leave. He just,
really?
Yeah, he just left somewhere. He had to leave early.
For what?
How are you going to, what, for
well,
a
no,
slurpee?
No, I said no because I don't shoot with boys.
When did this come into play?
Since I got into a relationship.
Oh, that's your thing. So relationships can't.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, no, the last one, it wasn't the case. But like going into this one, that was just my decision. And I'll be perfectly honest. It's not like I want that to always be the case. It just feels like right now. Like
okay.
I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I don't think you're missing anything either.
Yeah.
I think the man at home, he. So you obviously there's a rule. That's why Adam didn't join. I thought you were saying that he like needed
to
take chicken out of the oven. He was like, I'm not gonna fuck Mimal Kova. I have to go do the chicken.
Yeah,
crazy. Okay,
I had no idea. So when was the last scene with a man? Or years ago?
It was Kieran Lee, and that was
bring him up
almost 2 years ago.
Here's the thing. If I was that guy, I'd have such big ego. I'd be like, I was the last one.
Well, 100%. It was Kieran Lee, and then a week before, it was Johnny Sins. And those were, like, the only two that I shot with
Jesus.
While I was single. So, like, I hit it in
oh,
one
yeah.
month.
Yeah.
You kind of have to. If you're back out there, you got to get the top dogs.
Exactly.
I met him. He's a very nice man, but I think the internet makes this guy, like, so big, and you meet him, he's, like, so normal. I was like...
Oh, he's so normal. He's just chill.
He's so nice.
Yeah, he's down
so
to earth.
Nice,
he likes
too.
His space. He likes to just, you know, go around and travel.
His penis was insured for $1 million?
I know this guy. Dude,
how?
I've taken pointers from this guy.
Kieran Lee's very nice as well.
He fucks like a savage.
What do you mean?
He does.
He fucks like
and when you mean
savage.
Nice, what does this mean?
Well, I mean nice because I've known him for like 10 years. And my ex-husband, they used to be friends. So like they'd go around and like we'd come to dinner and stuff like that. And funny enough, when I was with my ex-husband, who was in the adult industry, like he was off limits. He was like, no, you can't work with him.
Because he's so good at fucking.
Or
they were
just
he
friends.
Just they were friends.
Oh, they
and
were
he
friends.
Had that
right,
boundary.
That's more,
well, they weren't friends when we separated.
Enemies?
I don't know. I would just say not friends anymore. So when I separated from him, like the first thing I did is an anal scene.
See,
there
that's why
go.
I'm scared. You fall in love with a girl, and you're like, oh, you're a coworker. He's like, just a friend. The second you guys break up, guess who's
getting always,
popped in
I'll
the
be
HR
honest,
room.
I was always curious.
Really?
It's like, why is he off
but
limits?
Do you think it has anything to do, like, growing up, my parents were like, don't do drugs, don't smoke weed. Then in the back of my head, I was like, I fucking want to smoke weed now. So the fact that your ex-husband was like, don't bang him.
It definitely,
like, fuck him.
Definitely added to it.
If you tell me not to do something, now I want to do that thing.
Yes, exactly.
Don't commit arson. Well,
whereas,
guess what I'm doing Tuesday.
Whereas otherwise, honestly, I would have anyway, though. He would have been somebody that I definitely would have shot with and been on, like, my rotation.
Well, yeah, they're just two very popular names in the industry, so it makes sense you guys would work together. It's not like you were, like, going after him to be like, I'm getting back my husband. Maybe a little bit.
No, I just wanted to work with him anyway.
Mm. So when you finished the scene, did you realize why your ex-husband didn't want you to fuck him?
Ooh.
No.
You didn't? You weren't like,
no.
Whoa.
No.
Is there ever a dude, what? Okay, I don't even know if you can answer this. Is there a dude, who's the best fuck that you've got in the industry?
I mean, we could try. I mean, a couple names come to mind.
Great.
So, like, my favorites were Manuel Ferrara.
Is that the skinny guy who's packing?
No, he's French, but he's packing.
There's
a guy on Brazzers.
He's tattooed, right?
I don't think he is.
No, there's some guy that I literally watched to take pointers from.
That's him?
I don't think you should ever take pointers from porn stars.
No.
Really?
But
why?
No, but this...
It's fantasy.
No, but can I say this? But
hold
this,
on. Wait. What do you mean?
It's fantasy. Like,
this
girls don't
real?
Actually want to be treated like that.
Whoa.
Most women...
Let me... Can I say
some
something?
Some of them do. Now, there are whores. You like whores.
Buddy,
I know you like whores.
Mia! Let me... wait. There are some out there... that are into it.
Yes, yes, okay, whores.
Okay. Nice ladies. Nice is what we call them.
No, I love whores, but I'd say the majority of women don't.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Yeah, I've hooked up with one adult actress, and I was so...
Who?
I'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
But... I was like nervous. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to put, this guy is like a forearm for a cock and I'm over here just, you know, I'm all right.
Golf pencil. Yeah.
You know, I got the little Wetzel's pretzels, hot dog and a bun type of.
It's not bad.
But I just was so in my head. And then like, I was like in my head, I was like, I had seen her work before and I was waiting for the moans and I was like, oh damn, she's taking a bye week.
Oh, it's not good.
I was waiting for the, and you know, but it's still really good. But I was in my head the whole time.
Yeah.
But then actually we started hooking up. It was very normal. I didn't even think about it.
If I'm being honest, that's one of the reasons as well. I'm not a I'm very picky about who I would sleep with off camera because like it was a lot of pressure for me.
Oh shit. Yeah. I didn't think about
they would,
that.
Yeah. I would feel like they know who I am, like they've watched my stuff and they're expecting something that they're just not gonna get.
I think my first thought was that, but then when it happened I was like, oh, this is so normal.
Yeah. I'm in my head. I'm saying, yeah. I'm in my head the whole time. Yeah. I'm like putting on a little bit of a performance so I can't like fully enjoy it.
Do you feel like if a guy is like easily impressed because like maybe they are so amateur and you're like, oh, really? This is what does it for you? This is a Tuesday for me. And the guy's like, what the fuck?
I'm really good at giving head. I know that.
But it's like.
But that's a talent.
So I've
like,
heard.
Yeah, practice like.
But makes perfect.
Are those guys like, oh, what is happening? What's going on down there? Where did you learn this? Wiki feet? How do you learn this? Wiki how?
I would. Do you like commentate while you're having sex?
Yeah. Like, mentally, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Because I will say that.
Oh my God, where'd you learn this?
Yes. But like, I'm just literally a Pornhub comment just in person. But in my head, I want to like give compliments and I'm like, you know, because there's the generic, oh, it's the best head of my life, blah, blah, blah. We're hitting the classics. But you want to be like, I want to like let them know like what the how who this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because then they're fired up, they're gassed up. Like, oh my God.
I agree.
Do you feel like an average like a normal guy would or an average guy I guess would just be like more impressed by your work? Obviously.
Potentially. Also, okay. Like I have a really nice face, so I'm something to look at. And then like usually you're in like a sloped up position, so I have like the nice ass too. I'm always looking for a reaction.
Are you the feet up? Ah, crossed?
The reaction.
Not really, oh, but if that's what they were into, sure, I would cross the feet.
Yes.
My nice husband had a big foot fetish, so like my feet were always in his face.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean that clip almost got Michael out of a relationship.
Oh right.
No, what happened?
Oh. Remember the
what happened?
With,
oh dude,
I'm sorry.
No. I don't apologize. It was my
like 40
fault.
Million views.
Yeah, it was great. No, dude, it was. Oh my God, I'm stupid. Okay. I'll take full accountability for this. This is all my fault.
Yeah, no shit.
Hey! But you reposted it, and I was stoked that you reposted it. Mm-hmm. So I literally showed my girl. I was like, oh my God, me reposted this is fucking crazy. And I showed it to you, and then she was like, oh, cool. And then she watched the clip, and the fucking temperature in the room dropped.
Yeah.
She was so whatever. And she wasn't like... She was just mad about my like reaction
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, of course. You reacted like, too strongly.
Yeah, because I was freaking out.
And then she probably believed you too.
But that's,
like, this wasn't for entertainment, you motherfucker.
Yeah. I was totally joking.
Totally.
But yeah, so she like, and I the one comment that she like absolutely couldn't stand was I go, this is the best moment of my life.
Like, all that time we spent when we hiked Machu Picchu, this is the best moment of your life.
I literally screamed, this is the best moment of my life. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to walk around with you. This fucking clip did like 40 minutes. She's like, say, I'm going to walk around with you and people are going to like think that I made it, which is a very valid point. But but I screamed, this is the best moment of my life.
You should have like re-edited the clip and be like, this is the second best moment of my life.
Yeah, this is in my top 10 best moments.
This is a very cool experience, nothing like anything I've done with my girlfriend.
Yeah, dude, it was like, it was a thing. And the worst, you'll get a kick out of this. The worst thing is, I think like the next week, because I told her, I was like, no one's gonna care, blah, blah, blah. Everyone understands the performance, right? And I think most people do, right?
Yeah.
The next week,
I had a show in New York. It was like a pretty big show. And I was like halfway through my set. I think I told you this. And someone yelled out, "What about Mia's feet?" And she was there. And she
was upset.
I didn't respond.
She's like, "What about my..." Okay, this might make her feel better. My feet are fucked up. I have like a little Frankenfoot now.
What happened?
I had... Look.
Still, it doesn't... I don't care. I do.
I have like a 2-inch scar.
Wait, what happened? I think that might have been...
I've seen the rumblings, but I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, I was doing a photo shoot, and it was inside of a glass box, and I think that the guy who was taking the photos, I think that he had leaned on the top, and the top was a heavy piece of wood with plexiglass glued to it, so it just came down and chopped my foot down to the bone.
To the bone for real?
To the bone for real, yeah.
I'd sue that man.
I
don't know why
it was visible.
God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, I think this happened right around when we filmed the sketch that we did.
Maybe. Did I have a boot on? I had to have like a boot for months.
You had a boot at some point for something, I think so.
Okay, then that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, was it like one of the worst, like, was it the worst pains you ever felt? It had to be crazy.
You know, honestly, no. I think I went into shock right away.
Yeah.
Like pretty much instantly, I just kind of, covered my foot.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see it because it did hurt then. And then I was like, I saw some blood coming up under my hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, can you go get me something? And when they came back and I lifted up to put the towel on, I saw what it was. And it was like, it was bad. I posted a picture of it.
Damn.
But by then I had went into shock. So like, I didn't really feel anything. Like I did call 911 and like I was taken in an ambulance and I was kind of just like laughing and joking the whole way.
Yeah. And everyone was like, "Wait, yeah, I know this voice. Yeah, okay. Oh, your foot again. Let me guess, the dishwasher next."
Yeah. He walks in and is like, "I'm a real paramedic. I'm a real one."
Has this ever happened? And excuse me if this is dumb, but have you ever got like Postmates or something and they like open the door and they see you and they're like, "Is this gonna happen?"
No, but I have like done, like I was trying to get something notarized online and it was like through an app.
Horny.
And I'm on the phone with the guy who's like verifying it. And I have to like send my ID through the app.
Yeah,
and he looks at the ID. He's like, "Oh, I know you, but we're not going to talk about that."
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I feel like you probably get a lot of those looks just like being at the airport or wherever. People are just like, "Why do I know you? Why do I know you?"
I don't know because I'm like, I'm very like in my own head when I'm wandering around. I'm trying to like, I have a bit of social anxiety, so I'm not trying to like pay attention to everyone else.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When I am with other people, they're like, "Oh, that person recognized you. That person like..."
Oh, they're looking out for you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Damn. So, okay. So how long did it take to like get there? How long ago was the foot incident?
I think it was 2 years, almost 2 years.
That was 2 years ago?
Not a full 2 years. I know it goes like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically they stitched it up. I think I had like 13 stitches or something like that. And I couldn't stay off of it. I stayed off of it for like 2 weeks, but there was like a streamer awards thing that I really wanted to go to. And so I wandered around like pretty much with a big boot and then nothing except like my wrapped up little foot. And I ended up popping open the stitches that night. So like I had to go and get it restitched and it just like fucked the scar up and made it take a lot longer. And then also I couldn't fit my foot into a sneaker for half a year.
So your feet were just out?
Yeah, I was just in the...
Sucks,
I would wear the little boot because that was the only thing my foot would fit in. Yeah, that does suck.
Sucks.
It
looked terrible. No one would want that like nasty ass like Frankenfoot near them.
Frankenfoot.
Listen, I'm not out. I'm not out. I know you're like, "Oh, this scar, blah blah blah." Fine.
Really?
Yes.
I mean that makes me feel better about feet.
Scars are hot.
In the future.
Yeah.
Watch what you say though.
What do you mean?
What about your girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm single now, so I'm
okay.
Clip ended it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Could you imagine taking down her to this relationship and you're like, "Ugh."
Shit. There was
we're number three in the apple chart.
Dude,
babe.
I know. She alluded to it.
Really?
She alluded to it, yeah.
Oh, that was like something she held on to.
She alluded to it, and I actually asked, and she's like, "No, I don't like I won't want you to do that, whatever. But like, she definitely was like, it was not okay. Not okay. But you know, you live, you learn.
Laugh, you love.
Yeah.
You live, laugh, love.
So if you walk into a girl's apartment.
Yes.
And she has that inner kitchen, where are you at?
Has what?
The live, laugh, love thing.
You about to get some real bad head. I'll tell you that much.
Really? I'm live, laugh, leaving.
I hate those inspirational quotes
too.
It's so cringy. I'm like, you're that type of person.
You know what I hate? I'm wine mom. You're an alcoholic. Pick your kids up from soccer, you horrible mom. I hate it. I'm just a... It's 11. It's 11. Your husband's on business. He's fucking his secretary in Tahiti right now. And you're not picking your kids up from gymnastics.
What's the male equivalent of a live, laugh, love, like, font in the kitchen?
In the kitchen? Hats on the wall.
Yeah, hats on the wall.
A full send photo. Or whatever the fuck. Not photo.
Note flag.
Yeah, note flag. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. What does a girl walk into and she goes, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What that sign is. The live, laugh, love one is just tough because it's like anybody that has to tell themselves to remind themselves that that is what they need to be doing.
Suicide.
No.
I mean, honestly, I think a lot of people need to remind themselves. Like, people have, like, certain routines when they wake up.
Yeah,
like, they'll write in
their
dream, like, to, like, positive affirmations.
Yeah, look, we're just playing this up to the time. We're just obviously joking. But, like, here's the thing. If you do that, that's fine. Just don't tell the world. Like, my friend posted one day on his story, his mirror in his bathroom, and he put post-it notes of all these, like, positive affirmations. And I just want to be like, listen, man.
Don't it's be not that guy.
Yeah. You're 5'6". It was never your brain. It was
but
you
can
the whole
be
time.
Be that guy. I'm fine with positive affirmations. I'm fine with the posted thing. I'm not fine with posting about it.
My Lyft driver on the way here was telling me to, like, wake up every morning with positive affirmations.
Sir.
He
does
first started
work, dude.
Off talking about astronomy. astrology. And, like,
what's astronomy? Stars?
Yeah.
Astrology is stars too, right?
But it's
or
like
moons.
Your star signs.
What's pastrami?
Isn't it your star signs and shit?
Meat.
Nice
Cat's
meat.
Deli.
Hey.
So good.
Yeah.
Meat. Sex.
So you're talking about just starting your day positive?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He what did he say to me? It was something like, start every morning with, I am wealthy, I'm healthy, and I can do it. He's like, for 3 weeks. And I was like, well, that's very, very lovely.
This guy just read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Literally just did. Do you wake up with positive affirmations?
No, I wake up with coffee.
There you go. That's an adult. Black?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah, if I'm fasting.
For anal scenes?
The bay?
Where's your head at?
Yeah, this boy's hot. They done bleached him too far. His brain's cooked. Sit to the roots.
I can't say anything. Anal?
Bleached him too far is so funny.
That boy done bleached past the point of no return. Yeah, Michael, people can fast just because they want to. But it was Franel, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, I never understood that growing up. My mom would always be like, don't talk to me until my coffee. I'd be like, yeah, okay, Cheryl, chill. But like I get it.
Yeah, that's how I am.
Crazy.
Too. Yeah, I'm like, insane. Don't ask me to do anything.
My cat now is like, you again.
Dude, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
What is that?
Dude, I saw.
The second you wake up, you're depending and you're needy.
Here's
coffee. Oh, shut up. I'd die so fast in a war.
Dude, immediately.
Yeah. What time is war call? 7 a.m.?
That's crazy.
Crazy.
So I can't shower once. I'm in a foxhole. That's insane. I have to shoot Germans.
No bitches.
None. I got to fuck Todd.
Dude, how mad would you go to take your helmet off and the foot of your girl's gone? And then your boy has it.
And he's.
Yeah.
That's
sure
fine.
You would understand.
But then he returns it. He goes.
And it's all sticky.
Oh, he goes, here you go. Oh, fucking what come
on. And it's just on his fingers the whole time, on his trigger finger, and he can't shoot Germans anymore. How mad are you going to be if you go to World War II, back in the day, you come back, and the only thing that kept you alive was a picture of a black and white picture of your girl, and you come back, and she's just piping the milkman?
I don't hate it.
What do
I
mean,
wouldn't
you
like it? You'll sit down and tell me everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you had your own little war last night, huh?
Oh, my God. That's not milk on your face.
Hey.
That's a semen joke.
That is what we... Stiff socks. As long as that person is there to greet me when I get off the ship, that's all that matters. Because, like, you know how all those movies, the guy gets off the ship, he returns from war, and they pick you up, and they spin around?
Yeah.
If I don't have that, then I'm pissed. You could be cheating, but give me the pickup.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting.
Don't make me look like an idiot.
Someone's gonna be there. I'll lift my cousin up, my fucking sister.
Postmates.
Someone. It doesn't even matter.
Postmates for a lieutenant.
100, dude. If you have no one to spin around after World War II,
that's what I mean, fight bro. For. That's what it's worth.
That's
is the
crazy.
Person that picks you up and spins you around.
If I come back from war and it's just my dog, pissed. Where's some pussy? I just shot people for 2 years. I'm dirty. Mia, laugh!
This boy's cooked. This boy's all one. This boy needs love. See, that's the difference. You got Michael when he was in a loving relationship.
Yeah.
And he's this wholesome man. Now he's out here in these streets being like, ah, fucking pee on me! No, it's actually me. But.
Yeah, dude, I'm. It's not.
What is
I'm
the,
not
what
advocating
is the blonde
for
hair?
This.
What was the point of the blonde hair?
Here's the thing. If people ask me, and I wish I had a really cool story. I really don't.
Did you just feel like it?
It was just, I wanted to change it up. I had the same fucking hair for so long, and I just wanted to switch it up. And then I did
that.
It.
I did that
it on a whim, and then maybe 2 weeks later, my girlfriend broke up with me. So, you know, I think maybe it had to do with it. But yeah, there's no,
you
like,
just needed to change.
I needed to change. I didn't want to switch it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is the last time I'm going to dye it.
Really?
I'm shooting something next week, and I'm done.
Do you think blonde is, like, when a guy bleaches his hair, that's a male equivalent of girls getting bangs? It's like a cry for help.
Yeah.
Yes, it's definitely a cry for help. For sure.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
No, dude. I mean, no, it is. It for sure. Dude,
that's what we're gonna call this episode: Michael's cry for help.
For sure.
No, I bleached my hair back in the day, and it's just it's cool. But then you look at one internet comment, and you're like, ah, never again. Everybody said it looked like my cat peed on my head. Not wrong.
Hey.
Goddamn.
What were the fuck were we talking about? We were talking about World War II. I wanted to ask you something. Fuck. Hold up. That's what I want to ask. How long would you wait for someone? So say it was 19, what's World War II? 1942?
40s, yeah.
I got it. Oh, that's what, 1942, Day of the Living Infamy. Guys, I know things. So how long would you wait? Some guy, it's Beefcake, hot guy.
I mean, the 40s, things were different back then.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't acceptable to
around the
hoeing.
It wasn't acceptable, but let me tell you something, people did it.
Did they?
Oh, sure, that's where the milkman thing came from.
Of course they did. I think it's just human nature.
Yeah, the only thing different was they had a bush. That's the only difference. They fucked.
You think?
Sir, Mad Men?
Was milkman really laying it down like
he
that?
He laid it down.
That's so, what's the equivalent of a milkman now? Like, who's laying it down sneakily?
I honestly, probably like a FedEx or an Amazon package driver.
Really?
Task Rabbit?
I don't know. Task Rabbit actually pretty good because he
you're
or she has to go in the house and do
and
some
you're
shelves.
Doing manly shit.
Oh, dude, there is something about, I'm understanding like when a dude's like putting up shelves, little sweat coming
like
down.
Like a handyman.
Yeah.
Handyman.
Then he like leaves the fucking belt on as he's fucking you, puts a hammer in your ass.
They're there like
I'm not doing
day
great.
Work.
It's funny if you're a handyman, but you're just not like me. I would not be like tough or like manly. But, hey, can you hold the screw real quick,
dude? I had a task rabbit come in and ask me to do something, and I was like, "Sir, I'm paying you a lot of money. I don't know what I'm doing. You do it. Don't ask me to hold things."
What were they doing?
They were putting the TV mounting the TV.
I've held things for my handyman.
I mean, did he just come immediately?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think that he was like doing a chandelier and I held the chandelier up so he could like finish
wiring,
something like
that.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, it is interesting. Just it's one person. They only show one dude. And they're like, this is a two-person job.
Yeah.
Like,
eh. So they don't have to share the money.
Yay, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Well.
So how long would you wait?
Are we talking modern day?
Let's go
like
modern
now.
Day. I think it's easier.
Without any idea of how
without
long,
any
like
idea.
When they're coming back?
You could FaceTime them once a week.
But you don't know when they might come back.
No, and you don't know if they're going to come back.
Whoa. I wouldn't wait at all.
Wow. Dude. Miss Malkova.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is actually the most... No. This is the most American thing you can do. Because now we're sending soldiers brokenhearted into the war. He's going to fight for this country.
Or...
He's going to be shooting seagulls immediately.
Or he's not going to give up on life.
Like, just
dude,
take
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but for sure. If I'm going
but
to war,
we need
am I
those
going,
people.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
We need front of the line.
If I look at my wife,
fuck.
If I look at my wife and I go, "Please wait for me," she immediately goes,
first
"No."
First of all, if you have to say the words, "Please wait for me," it's over.
If
it's
you
been
have
had
kids,
over.
If you have kids, I think that it
send
could.
Them to the
if
war.
If you're married with
that's
kids,
that's a good idea.
I think a year, a year or two. After 2 years,
that's tough.
Yeah, that's really tough.
Yeah, two years of buzzing your clit, too long.
Can you visit your man at war? Like, you know how they have prison visits? No, come on. You know they have prison visits? Can you visit your man?
I don't
think so. What, are you get droned down in Afghanistan? Okay.
No, but hear me out.
All right, go
ahead. You can visit your man in prison.
Yes, sir.
And you can see him through the glass. You can write letters. They don't know how to read anyways. But when they're in there, they have that connection.
Yeah.
How great would that be? It's like, you know, Lieutenant Blau, your wife is here for a week.
Dude, for a week? I'm not.
14 seconds. I don't know.
Dude, do you know how quickly
it's a dangerous area.
It's very dangerous. It's not a good idea. I'm not filled with a lot of bright ideas.
But it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. But how do you get to Iraq?
Okay, a plane.
Oh, okay.
But on Survivor, I used to watch the show a lot growing up. If you won a certain challenge, they would put you on a ship, and then you could like shower and get clean, and then you could like your wife would come by. Like, imagine they had that. Like, dude, you fucking, you saved us. Yeah. You brought this, or you took down that sniper. That's good.
But it wouldn't be your wife; it'd be a prostitute. Amsterdam, red light district.
I do wonder, like, if they how many prostitutes they sneak in
The army.
Yeah,
ma'am. You can't have an army all of dudes that are all fucking chocked up.
So how many a day is she doing?
Is that real? They're just walking around just...
I mean, the
Vietnam... I don't know. I've seen TV shows, like good TV, like historical TV shows, and there's like a tent, and there's just one prostitute in there, and there's a nice little line.
Or they're like, oh yeah, grandma was a nurse in the war.
What wounds? Yeah. Just putting Ben Gay on your own cooter after 19 guys...
I don't know. Like, how many? I don't know.
I didn't know this was going on. Is that why people join the military?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly.
I'm not fucking you.
Are you kidding me? You need guns, camo, a fresh-ass fan, and hose?
I'm
respectfully?
In. I'm in. I just want the gun.
Well, here's the thing. You live in America. You can get one.
I shouldn't have one.
No. A blonde guy with a gun? Jesus Christ.
Blonde guy with a gun is not okay.
Ah. Yeah.
First Wells Fargo employee that gives me any pushback. Oh, yeah?
Wells Fargo, did you give pushback if somebody had an Auntie Anne's?
Dude, Auntie Anne's is so good.
Wow. Dave, do you have any questions that they wrote in? And then we'll...
Yeah, we do. We have a couple questions today. We just have a couple of things, follow-up things to get through real quick. I wanted to go back to the hot wifing really quick, because Michael, I think that this is actually, I don't know if you've heard this term, but I do think this describes you. Yeah, Mia was talking about this. So it's kind of related to being a cuck, but it's more like a man actively encouraging his partner to sleep with other men and come talk about it. And part of the appeal versus like being a cuck where you want to be humiliated is like, look at how hot my wife is. Look at how hot my girlfriend is. Look at all the sex she gets to have. She comes and talks to me about it. So it's more like an empowered cuck. So does that fit with you more?
This does fit with me, but I don't want to see it, though.
No, you don't have to.
But you're just telling. You're just telling the stories.
What is this called?
You're the guy around a campfire.
Hot wife.
My wife
hot
sucks.
Do you like hot wives?
Back in the day.
There's lots of porn out there for you.
She used to be a scallywag.
Fucking s'mores and fucking tell me how she used to get piped down.
Yeah.
You said there's a lot of porn. It's called Hot Wife?
Hot Wife, yeah. And Naughty America. I used to shoot for Naughty America, and they had like a whole series.
God, Naughty America. Just the words like kind of Naughty America people, makes me hard.
Naughty America was good.
They always did like the mom stuff?
MILF? Maybe. No, they definitely did MILF stuff.
Because they've been around for a while, yeah?
Yeah.
I remember this is so funny. I used to print out photos from that website when I was in like ninth grade, and I'd hide them in a paintball magazine. And I remember that logo, Naughty America, on the bottom. John Michaels.
Yeah, Naughty America, I can remember the font.
Yeah.
Fuck. God.
You probably saw it this morning.
100%, dude. I mean, it's not okay.
So what is
it,
a power cuck? That sounds like something you get at Sweet Green.
yeah, it's like I think it would feel good for you. Just try it out. Give us an update.
Right?
Funny.
Good ball.
Fucking funny, dude.
Spring
extra
mixing
tofu.
Yes.
I'm in.
God. Any other follow-ups?
Yeah, we have one more. Good. There was a survey done in 1948 by Kinsey.
1948?
That found wasn't
that
even a real
survey?
Time.
In the late.
What did they record it on? A stick?
So in the late 1940s, early 1950s, approximately 33% of men and 26% of women in an American sample were adulterous.
What does that mean?
Dude, they were
cheating.
They were cheating.
Oh.
Can you, and now can you look up current?
But it must have been so much easier. There's no paper trail. There's no phones. There's no like turn your location
know,
on.
But,
where
but
were
that,
you? The factory. Oh, okay.
But well, that's also funny. 1933.
I feel like yeah, there must have been a lot more than that.
There's no
because they had to really keep
there's
that
no
hush
paper
hush,
trail,
right?
Dude. You know how easy it would be to leave a family in 1933 like this. Goodbye. It's over. It's over.
Except the car doesn't have like power steering. You're like goodbye.
Yeah, never. Mashy. That's what I would do if I came in 1933. Mashy.
You can still do that.
I can.
Just wear a top hat.
I'm sad. What what's,
it
what's
looks like around 44% reported now.
44?
Here's lies.
Lies. Can I say this though too? In 1933 it was really frowned upon to cheat.
Of course.
They were lying.
Right.
So it's probably way higher.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Too. I just still like for some reason this seems like higher than I expected for people reporting even back in the day.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Dude, I expected it to be higher for men and lower for women because this is saying 36% of men. I feel like 95% of men were cheating on their wives in the 1940s.
Yeah, well, they didn't even call it cheating. If they like fucked their secretary, that's just work.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
God damn.
Dude, secretaries get piped down in my head. I don't know if it really happens.
I don't think so.
I'm sure it did.
Huh?
I'm sure it did.
They do, man. I used to have
of course.
Well,
yeah, but isn't that funny? You think about your...
Because that's who they're like spending time with all the time. And then there's like, they look up to him like, oh, like he's more...
That's what I'm saying. I had an assistant, whatever ago, so long ago, whatever. And I, when I first met, I was like, hey, how are you? It's nice to... And then, you know, you work a little bit together. And it's not like she was in my house all the time, but when she was...
You spend time with each other and you like start to develop it's also normal, especially for men.
Fuck
like
yeah.
You're attracted to, I'm assuming, a lot of things.
Yeah,
I'd fuck a plant.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'd fuck a deflated balloon. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's why I gotta get these fake ones, you know, turn me on to. But I do think that you get work beer goggles and work, but like the work lens is like you're there, you meet everybody like, hey, how you doing? And then like week three you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
You always had this much ass.
Dude,
and you're like, HR now. And you're like, all right, fine. And then HR got ass. You're like, everybody got ass.
God damn. Everyone got tits. Everyone got areolas.
Right, but it's a product of your environment.
Dude, settle in. I hooked up with this bartender one time that worked at my work that in work, she was like a fucking 9. And then outside of work, average. Mm-hmm. Average.
But she was the most attractive person there.
She wasn't.
Yeah.
She actually.
I think that makes a big difference.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like you go to a club and the hottest girl at the club, you're gonna have your eyes on her the whole night, even if she's a 5.
Because that's what's your in your environment.
Yeah.
That's what's your.
That's why I go to just nothing but places where ugly people go to.
So you're
like
the
insane
hot one?
Plown Kasi. Whoa, that wasn't even a sentence.
ICP what? Concert.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but
so
I
you're the hot guy.
Yeah. No.
No, I was just the logic track.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's where I go to places where generally.
Do you guys hit on people like just out and about randomly?
I don't know how to do it. I can't do
it. I get shy.
I feel like I get so nervous.
Even as like a woman, if someone comes up to me, I'm just so.
Somebody comes up to me in general.
You can't really say anything.
Yeah.
You cannot say anything that will pique my interest. It's like, why are you bothering me?
Well, this is actually a
good
question.
I would have to feel like an eye contact once or twice and be like, okay, it feels like there could be a thing here. Then
yeah, you'd have to see the woman staring at you.
Like in the movies, is this seat taken? Like, what?
First of all, in 2023, this bitch is always taken.
Are you a model?
Yeah. The intros are always
what?
What is a
I don't know how you can do it.
What has worked for you? If a guy like comes up to you and talks to you at a bar, is there anything that's like worked
how,
for
how
you
did
in
you
the
meet
past?
The last relation guys in my last relationships?
I'm at work on stream. Every relationship I've known them from work. So it's never worked just off camera.
But I really? Like that angle because it's like you get to know them and then you slowly kind of like fall for them instead of like this like, what's up? I'm in your face. We're doing this now. You're hot. And you're like, there's so much I want. But this is kind of like, oh, this guy. Oh, it's funny. Oh, there's
exactly. I like people who are in social media in front of the camera because it gives you like a little bit of an idea if you're going to like them or not, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas some random person that walks up, I think
there's
so many attractive men. Like that means nothing to me. Yes, you guys are both very attractive. But that means nothing to me. Like without a personality and chemistry.
Okay.
Count him out.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do without like having any sort of prior knowledge. At least that's how I am.
Well, that's like the first thing if somebody goes, I want to hook you up with this one person. And you're like, all right, cool. what is their Instagram? And then you explore the personality.
Yes.
Like it's and there's so many layers
and
to
like,
it.
You explore and you're like, yeah, maybe. Or you're like, no.
You
explore.
Well, you know what?
I'm
and
feeling
maybe
good.
This
if
is the right comparison.
Instagram, if I go on a girl's Instagram and show them any pictures of any friends, I'm out.
Or the tag photos are blocked. What's going on? Well, let me know if this is accurate.
I mean?
And I'm not trying
to. No, I don't.
Like, if what I'm saying is like, unless you're actually like a social media personality.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go on your Instagram, you have like, if you're not, a, if you're like a lawyer or whatever, and
just
then
no.
There's no pictures of friends, it's a little weird. And if the comments on like pictures, you know, you post a picture and you're like, all right, I am attempting to get comments and likes. If they do one of those pictures and there's only like three comments, then I'm like, you don't have a lot of like support around you.
And
so
that,
there's a lot
of
those two things are pretty big red flags to me.
Do you feel like looking up somebody's Instagram when somebody gives you a name of somebody is like essentially when you go to a restaurant and the menu doesn't have photos and you go to Yelp to look at it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a business card.
Yeah, I need to look at the Instagram. I need to be like, what's going on here?
Same.
How do
I'm
they
like,
write?
Let me look them
are
up.
Are their captions funny? Are they riffing a little bit? Or is it just plain like life lately? All right. Espresso martini. Great. I love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I go immediately A to B. I want the full 360, especially if there is video, because video says so much about
video's
like.
Oh,
video is huge.
Because
things see
are
what
fuck face-tuned. You don't
what
actually,
is happening?
I don't
actually
know, dude.
Know.
What is happening in this
you
town?
You need to see them in
what
video.
Is happening in this town? So many people don't look like they look. And sure, I have
dude.
My angles. I'm probably a little
of
red
course.
Right now. I'm sweating. My side angle's
but
not good.
But you still
good.
Look like you.
Nigel Thornberry, yes. But I want people to be like, this is still the same guy. I've been on a few dates, and I go, what? No. This is not, no.
Yeah.
But I don't understand what the game is. What's the game? Because if you face tune and you come in life, you can't face tune in life. This isn't AI.
I don't understand.
So you think my vision's bad? Like
I think a lot of it, they're getting enough, like just enough validation online for them to feel better about themselves. Like they're looking for that validation and they're getting it there.
Do you think that they perceive themselves as how they look in the face? You're like, this is me. This is clearly me. This
in
is
ways,
my best version.
In
yeah.
ways. Yeah. Yeah. Best
dude,
version.
I had a lady a couple nights ago literally send me like a hot video, but it was filtered. So when there be certain movements,
oh,
the
tongue,
the skin, well, not falls off, but like I guess so.
Yeah.
But
it,
like
it
like
stops
skin,
for a second, yeah.
Like skin, like the skin would turn. Yeah, and
yeah.
I'm like,
but I get that. I mean, like if you're sending a hot photo at like 3 a.m,
or video,
I look terrible.
It was
it
was a video, so it was like such a hot video. But it was with they're moving.
Yeah,
like,
you
such
could
a hot
the,
video. Fuck.
Did that kind of like distract you a bit?
A little bit, but I was rock hard. So for like a half a second.
See, that's like that. Thankfully, that's like blurring the skin, which is not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Soften it up a little
bit.
Yeah,
whereas like there's so many filters and Snapchat filters, they change their actual face.
I mean, there's
something.
It's called like the one on TikTok is like bold. Something and you look at it, you go, this is a hot version of me.
I think everyone looks terrible with that filter.
But
I think people in general look worse with filters. That's my opinion.
Of course. Well, you
it's
can
like,
also
why
like
why are
tell.
You using a filter?
Yeah.
Like, why do you think you have
that's,
to use
I
one?
Immediately go, no, if I see too strong of a filter, because I go, what type of person is this where you're like, I just want to be somebody who's comfortable in their own, however they look.
Their own skin, yeah.
But we're so used to filters, you can tell immediately if somebody's using a filter or not.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, ugh, like you're such a nice lady. Why you don't have to do this?
But it's still weird because we know
also,
that it's face tuned, but we but there's it's like.
But you also want to look good, so it's like this
right.
Middle, it's like what's the middle?
Is this all men? Because I'm assuming you two are able to get some like higher, like women. That's my opinion.
All women are higher for him.
Then,
he's 5'9".
Then a lot of other men. So are you guys just more picky about it?
I missed it.
And other men are just. What?
I'm sorry. I missed his joke and I fucking
I said all
it.
Women are higher than him because you're 5'9".
Yeah.
It would have been better in the moment. Now
I'm
I just
sorry.
Feel bad.
No, don't feel bad at all.
Do
not feel bad at all, dude. I can't. My height limit is like 5'4". I can't go any above that. Dude, 5'5", and we put on heels and we're looking at each other in the eyes. It's chaos.
So wait,
what were you saying?
I'm sorry. Well, the question was, one more time?
I don't know either.
You said
you guys probably get like very beautiful women, but are all men that picky about women that use filters and stuff?
Or do they see it and they're like, she's fucking hot? Like,
I think they try to trick themselves. And I do too, right?
Oh,
it's
I got some angles where I'm like, holy fucking jawline. What am I, Matt Rife? What's going on here? But like, I know my jawline, certain angles, good. Front on, what is this? But
feel, you just want to, you want to look good, but there's a, you blur that line where you're like, oh, we look good. Oh, add a little more here, a little more there, a little more. Then it's just, it's so far away from the reality.
Yeah.
To answer your question, like I do think that most guys do care, but guys, if they are horny, will get past most things.
Yeah, I'm also
do
looking for love.
Do you prefer to see like flaws?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I like love a girl who's like photos just like her with like frizzy hair and like in so pajamas hot. Being like with like so sunglasses hot. On, be like me, mood, hungover, whatever. Because then I'm like, yeah. Oh, there's personality. They're,
yeah.
We're being vulnerable. We're showing all sides.
Yeah.
When I see too much Facetune and too many filters, I go like, I'm scared that you're not comfortable in your own
skin.
Dude, imperfections are hot.
Yeah.
Your foot.
It's human. It's like more it's like natural. It pulls out that natural like instinct.
It's not even about
you.
The filter of the looks. It's just maybe like the person behind that might not be comfortable.
Yeah,
which
gives
I get.
An idea.
I get it. But here's the thing. I'm looking for love. So I want somebody who has all angles where they're like, here's the imperfection inside of me. Here's this. Here's that. It's just when I see too much filter, I immediately go, "That's." I don't know if that's like a wife for me personally. And I could be wrong.
Yeah, I usually am.
I'm a man.
But that's your first impression.
Correct.
And it's a bad first impression.
But that's why I don't even like dating apps, because it's just like, it's so like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's not training your brain to give anybody more than a half second of evaluation.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to be like, you as a human, as a whole human being, no. What?
I think it's so funny when I think about how many people swipe no on me. I think that's so goddamn funny. You look at a picture of me and some girl in fucking Temecula is like, no. It's so funny to me.
Of course.
Just look at something that I curated.
Yeah.
I was like, people are going to like me. And then they just sitting in their fucking pajamas.
It takes half a second.
Yeah, they go,
yeah.
It's so funny to me.
But there's people that look at my or your photo and go,
yeah, and then they go immediately disgusting.
But I saw a quote and I always forget it. It's like, you can be the juiciest.
I always forget it?
Shut up. You could be the juiciest peach in the world, but some people don't like peaches. And that's fine.
Yeah,
if you don't like me, then that's not your taste.
It's a hard pill to swallow because I think we all want to be liked and accepted, but that is the reality of the situation.
I will say though, if everyone likes you and everyone accepts you, you have
something's
a problem.
Something's wrong with you. You're
fake. Yeah, you have a problem.
You're just trying to please everyone except yourself.
Yes. Goddamn. Goddamn.
We have some submissions today. This first one's actually not a question. This comes from Amara, and she said, I wanted to share a new phrase I came up with. I was giving my boyfriend head last night, and I woke up with a sore throat. So I came up with the phrase deep throat, sore throat.
Huh.
Cool. I think you have herpes, but yeah.
No, I think that there has to be a better, it's a long phrase.
Yeah, so she calls it DTST.
That's where
you go. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
DTSD.
That. Dude, it's that guy must feel
so good.
It sounds
like an STD.
It's close. You start putting too many random letters next to each other.
That's never happened to me. So is that real? Like, can you take a cock so big that it makes your throat sore?
It doesn't even have to be big.
I think they're unrelated.
Hell it just has to be hard.
Oh, because it's just poking.
It's the hottest thing you said all the whole fucking podcast. I mean, cut that. That's my ringtone.
Wait, so it's just poking at the back of your...
Yeah, it's hitting it. And yeah, he just has to be really hard and turned on.
But you know, doctors have popsicle sticks.
Wait, so is that like pretty common then? Like a sore throat from head?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's if you're getting face fucked.
Okay.
Face fucking so hot.
It's like getting, dude, it's getting back there.
I hooked up with an adult films lady and we started. I told you this already.
Oh.
And we started in the, I said already, I said this already. We start, but I didn't tell you. We started in
a dishwasher.
Hilarious. No, we started when she was on her back on the bed and her head was over the edge of the bed. And I was face fucking backwards, like the, you know, are you catching this visual yet?
I'm trying.
I'm sorry.
She's like doing the reverse rainbow.
So bed, right?
Yeah,
so
no,
bed.
I get it. Her head is hanging off the bed.
Like this. And
bed,
then I'm standing.
Oh.
Yes. Started there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Started there.
Started.
It was crazy.
That's first base.
Crazy.
Wow.
It's like starting a meal with lamb chops. Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like,
how are we already here?
It's like waking up and just doing heroin.
Damn. That's crazy. Did you instigate the position?
No, she did. But I know.
But I think she saw like a guy like that and was like, I'm gonna fucking blow your mind. That's what the girl that I hooked up with told me. She's like, I want to show you what I can do. I was like, please.
Yeah.
Put it in sport.
Let me just stretch first.
But I think that that angle was like, she wanted to be like, let me blow your mind.
She did.
Because I feel you had never had that before.
I had it before. It didn't start there. I usually start with, I don't know, kissing.
Hi, I'm Michael.
We have a Secret Sock anonymous submission today.
Yes, anonymous submission. Good.
They wanted to say, I got dumped by my asshole boyfriend, turned around, and I banged the coach of his favorite NFL team.
Wow. Who is this, my ex-girlfriend?
Damn.
That's
good for her.
Dude,
that's good.
Her, dude.
Yeah. That's badass, actually.
QB would be better.
It's like in your face.
A coach will fuck anything.
I don't. No, that's not true. I kind of like the coach because it's like fucking daddy. Because daddy tells us what
he's
to
ahead
do.
Of the team?
Yeah, because the quarterback goes, "Oh, daddy, what play are we gonna call?" The daddy goes, "Fucking call, fucking X2899." Quarterback don't make a fucking call. Daddy does. So that fucking she. We can actually find out who it was though, because there's not a lot of single coaches. I think there's
crazy,
two.
Yeah.
I think the Florida Panthers coach, it doesn't matter. There's some coach that's like 32 and hot as shit.
She also doesn't say this is such a dumb question. There's the head coach, but there's other coaches too, right?
Correct.
She was the head coach.
If she fucked a lineman
she
coach,
was the
I don't
head
give a
coach.
Heck.
I'll fucking shoot everybody.
No, that was good.
She was the head coach.
She was the head coach because she gave head.
To the?
Guy.
Coach.
Coach.
We'll work on it.
Okay, my bad.
I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
That is cool.
I got no problem.
You should also just fuck his dad, just to really land it, just to stick it. Or delete his fantasy team. I don't know.
Yeah. I love all this. Or burn his fucking apartment down.
Yeah, why not? Arson's in.
Arson's in.
Would you guys, I have a question.
Please.
Would you still be friends with somebody that you genuinely cared about, another guy, if he fucked your ex-girlfriend?
Here's the thing. I was that guy once, and that guy wanted to beat my ass. For about 4 months, I hid from him. and now we're boys again.
Did you think that it would be cool while you were doing it? Or
no,
were you kind of just like, fuck him, not going to tell
him? Here's the
thing.
I think that she knew that me and him were friends, and she's like, I want to get back at him. He's an easy target. Me. I was like, whoa, you're hitting on me?
Well, she probably always wanted to fuck you, too.
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, that's usually how
but
it works.
But yeah, it was just like at a party on a futon. And boy, did I nut quick.
Did you lie down the futon or did you leave it
up?
I
didn't have time for that.
Yeah, who cares?
But so you're saying like if he slept with my ex, would I be friends with him?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I would never have sex with his ex. Not in a bad way. Come on, mate. Don't make this weird. I wouldn't. For you, not because she's not beautiful. How do you word this? How do you word that being mean?
This is worse than you fucking her.
He said a nice thing.
This is worse than you beating
her
up.
But how do you word this in a nice way?
Yeah.
You say, I would never respectfully do that. It's very easy to word. Your answer then your answer.
Well, I'll give a scenario that's happening in my...
I hook up with your ex. Simple as that.
Yeah, no, I'm out. Unless you sat me down and really walked me through it and was like, I know this is weird, but
listen,
I have a lot of feelings,
I beat
blah blah blah.
It up, dude.
Yeah, no,
we
no.
Had a good chemistry.
If you like told me that you really liked her,
genuinely cared.
Then yeah, of course. I want her to be happy. I want you to be happy. Of course. That would be fine. But if you just like got hammered one night and then and just hit and then told me, I would be fucking furious.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
I wouldn't care. Nice. I have a friend who's slept with my ex, and I genuinely did not care at all.
Was it a time difference? I was like, oh, this was an ex from 5 years ago?
Well, it was while we were together in an open relationship.
Oh, wow.
And then I became good friends with her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm friends. Well, this is a different scenario. Like, I have an ex, and now I'm friends. I'm always friends with my ex, but now I'm friends with her current boyfriend.
Mm.
So, you know. We all have had sex with the lady, but we're all like
Isn't
friends.
That cool?
That's
you
like
go to a Cheesecake
different.
Factory. How do you guys know each other? Cynthia. Her name's not Cynthia.
No, it's not. That's big.
I don't think I'd ever care, honestly. I don't know why. But I feel like an ex is an ex, and I fully understand why people do. But like just personally, like I don't ever plan to get with that person again. Usually I don't have any sort of relationship. It's like go off, once like do what you got to do.
Once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but don't you feel like the person, if the person is your true friend, that have some type of like responsibility to like let you know that's their like their impulse to
do like
it,
a code, or? Definitely.
Yeah.
If they're
yeah.
if they're a true friend.
Right.
I've done that to somebody years ago. But I knew instantly what after I did it, I was like, I'm not their friend.
Right. I mean, that's ultimately what boils it down to.
Yeah,
that post
I
regret,
I
you're like,
had
I didn't
the
even need them.
I was like, I like them, but I am not their friend.
Well, you're sampling the waters. Like, who do I like more, Tyler or his ex?
Yeah,
you know?
I was like, I like the guy more.
Yeah.
Like, right.
If anything, that brings you the most clarity of who you liked more in that relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. You're just learning. I don't think anything is bad in life. You're just learning. You can't fuck up. You're just learning.
Word.
I think things are bad, but I think that it's human. Yeah.
Generally speaking,
we're all going to do bad things.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mean to murder him. I was learning.
Right. The to a ceiling of some sort. But like, you know, if you do end up in a situation where you hook up with somebody's ex, it's not the best choice, but you go, I fucked up. I learned that I didn't like that. I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
And he probably won't ever talk to me again. And there's a red dot on my forehead. Please don't shoot me, Tyler.
Bang.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a podcast.
Is that a podcast?
That's a podcast.
Dude, Mia Malkova, thank you.
Anything
thank you for coming.
Would like to promote, you plug me. Your website, where places can find?
OnlyFans.
And what's the at?
OnlyFans.com/Mia Malkova.
Boom. Do you still have a deal with Fleshlight?
I do.
Go buy your Fleshlight.
Love it.
Promo code.
Guys, thank you so much. Mia, thank you so much for coming. We love
you.
Round two was great. And that is it. Guys, thank you so much. We are out. We love you. And good morrow. Good night.
Woo.
Bye.